morning. It is wonderful to be here. The psalmist said, "This is the day the Lord hath made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it." How wonderful it is to be in the presence of God as we gather to worship and praise His holy name. James said, "Every good and every perfect gift comes down from the Father of lights." God loves us. He blesses us. And everything we have has come from His hands. Amen?
Amen.
We're quickly approaching the end of the year 2025. Looking back over this past year, has it been a good year for you? Did you accomplish everything you desired? Was the year filled with more days of joy than sorrow? Will this past year affect your new year? Many people look at the new year as a time of fresh start, that I have an opportunity, I can start over and put the past behind me and move forward. Well, I want to invite you to open your Bibles to Philippians chapter 3. Although the calendar is changing, our calling as Christians does not, for we're called by God to move forward. And the Apostle Paul expresses something here that fits perfectly with us continually moving forward in life. Let's read verses 13 and 14. Paul says, "Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal of the high calling of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus." Paul urges us to leave the past in the past and to strain forward and move forward as we go in our lives. He wants us to not be hindered by things that we have done, but look forward to what we will do. He calls us to refocus our hearts and to press forward into the kingdom of His dear Son. I have two questions I want us to consider this morning. As we enter the new year, am I ready to let go of the past? Our scripture reading this morning was from the book of Ecclesiastes. It was written by Solomon, and Solomon was running a test. And how did Solomon present his view of life at the beginning of the book? Well, Solomon said, "All is vanity," in verse 14. In the English Standard Version, it says, "I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after the wind." The NIV has, "All is meaningless and a chasing after the wind." The Message Bible says, "It's nothing but smoke and spitting into the wind." He's saying everything in life done from a purely human form is vanity. Everything in life you pursue to bring happiness is vanity. I mean, Solomon pursued happiness everywhere he could find. He pursued happiness in laughter, wine, and folly. He pursued happiness in taking on great projects, building houses, building magnificent structures. He planted vineyards. He made gardens and parks. And even after doing all that, he still realized he was not satisfied. He was not fulfilled. For he teaches us that all is vanity without God. He teaches us that and exposes the emptiness of every pursuit under the sun and points ultimately to the only source of meaning, life anchored in God. Remember how he included his study, his discourse? Ecclesiastes 12, verse 13. "Hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man." He says life without God is futile. Life without God does not bring happiness. Life without God does not bring fulfillment. So he said, "I pursued everything and found happiness nowhere without God in my life." Have you ever been there? Have you ever pursued things that you thought would make you happy? And once you achieved it, realize you weren't satisfied, that it didn't fulfill you? How many places have you sought after happiness? And how many things of the world have you tried to find happiness? But finally realize true happiness is in God alone as we strive to walk after Him and do His will. Paul says, I leave behind things that hinder me. Well, have you ever been disillusioned with life? That life just is not what it is meant to be for me. You know, life can be filled with disappointments. You may have had people hurt you with their words. You may have harsh feelings about other people. You may just be disappointed in people. Some friends have moved on. You may hate your job, but you're afraid to look for another one. You may be disappointed over and over again. You're constantly striving and never achieving. You're constantly giving but never receiving. Yes, life can be filled with disappointments, but can I let go of that as the new year begins and focus on what lies ahead, the life that God has prepared for me? Can I leave it behind? You know, in the Philippian passage here, Paul uses the analogy of a race, of a runner striving to win the race, and he is pressing towards the goal. He doesn't take time to look behind him because it would slow him down. He's pressing toward the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. You know, he says, forgetting what lies behind. He's not saying forgetting as a loss of memory. He's saying not let anything in your past hinder you from moving forward. He's saying you press forward. Do not stop and think about the difficulties of the past. Paul did not let past sins paralyze him. Well, in Romans 7:19, he says, for I do not do the good I want, but the evil I do not want is what I keep doing. Now, if I do what I do not want, it is no longer I who do it, but sin that dwells in me. Paul knew he had struggles in life. He knew he battled certain sins in his life, but he did not let that hinder him of pressing forward. He constantly strived to move forward in his life. So what am I going to do to move forward? Paul told the Christians at Ephesus to put off your old selves, caused by deceitfulness and things not becoming of God, and put on the new man in Christ Jesus. Can I let go of the past? Well, to help me move forward, I must practice self-forgiveness. Have you ever met anyone who just could not let go of how sinfully they lived in the past? That it keeps them from laboring for God. It keeps them from striving to lead God's people. It keeps them from feeling good about themselves as a child of God, living the joyful life that God has designed for us. But cannot forgive themselves. Well, forgiveness is essential to releasing yourself from the emotional prisons of anger and shame and guilt. How can I let go? I must stop mentally reliving the past. Have you ever sat and thought about what somebody said to you in the past that was hurtful? And you keep reliving that in your mind. And you just can't let it go. Then it keeps you in a cycle of bitterness. It hinders you from moving forward. Certainly dwelling on the past experiences does not let me dwell on the future. For I'm stuck in the past. You know, many counselors will suggest journaling. They say get a journal and write all of your emotions down, releasing them. And then you let them go when you close the journal. To let go of the past. past. If I continually dwell on the past, then I give power to Satan to keep me from moving forward. Satan weaponizes our past sins. He whispers to you, you haven't changed. I still have you. You're still desiring what you did in the past. Why don't you just let go and do it again? Satan strives to bind us with things that bother us, things that make us feel bad about ourselves because we have found salvation in Christ. It makes it feel even worse, and we just won't let go of it. So Satan says, let me keep you from moving forward by keeping you thinking about the bad you did in the past. Well, you can't run forward by looking backwards. And you can't move forward if you're still in the past. We must strive to move forward into our lives. You know, Satan wants to define us by what I did. God defines us by what Christ did. So whose voice am I going to listen to? Second question, am I ready to move forward? Am I ready from this day forward to move forward into the life that God is shaping for me, that God has prepared for me as I strive to walk faithfully before Him? Am I ready to move forward and do His will? Am I ready to release the past? I need to let God's hope into my life to give me a future. You know, hope doesn't just happen. It grows as we grow closer to God. When we choose to open our hearts to God, when we turn to worthwhile prayer, when we turn to studying His Word, when we turn to doing His will, hope grows. Our courage grows. Our self-esteem grows because we're children of God. God can use His hope to redeem us. He can use His hope to encourage us. He can use His hope to rebuild us. And when I turn to His hope, it helps me release the past. It strengthens me. And it helps me look straight forward instead of turning and looking behind. Well, to invite God's hope into my life, I need to ask the Holy Spirit for help. It's the Holy Spirit who leads me. The Holy Spirit guides me. The Holy Spirit helps me. Paul said in Romans 8:26, in the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. We're given the Holy Spirit as a help for our lives today. He lives inside of you. Paul says, what? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, which is given by God? He's there. So let us call upon Him to help us as we move forward. Let us call upon Him to help us achieve the will of God in our lives. Let us call upon Him to help make us and let us open our hearts to be the people God wants us to be. So to move forward, I need to invite the Holy Spirit into my life. To move forward, I need to acknowledge that holding on to the past is sin if I let it hinder me. Because if I hold on to the past, it is hindering me from moving forward. If I hold on to the past, I'm focused on things that I did that were wrong instead of trusting where God is taking me. If I hold on to past sin, then why did I repent and find forgiveness? If I've repented of my sin, I need to let it go. It's water under the bridge. It's behind me. And I need to focus on doing the will of God. You know, the Scripture says, lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily entangles you. Hebrews 12:1. Well, if I don't let go of the past, it will become a sin that entangles me. It will prevent me. It will hold me back. God opens doors for healing. God opens doors for moving forward. God opens doors to enjoy life and find the beauty of all His creation and the love we have in Christ Jesus as our Lord. Well, to move forward, I need to remember that each new day is a gift of God. Every day when the sun comes up, God doesn't judge us and immediately punish us for failures. He treats us with mercy and loving kindness. And He strives to encourage us to do better and live for Him. You know, Jeremiah said that, that God's mercies are new every morning. Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. God's mercies are new every day. He's got new mercies to bestow upon me as I strive to make it another day of life. So yes, I need to strive to move forward. Paul realized that there was something greater to be gained. He says, I leave the past in the past. And what does he do? I strain forward for the prize of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. He said, I strain forward for the prize. You know, using the analogy of the race, the winner receives a crown of laurel or olive leaves. What crown do we receive as children of God? Do we not receive the crown of righteousness? Paul says, I press forward. I do not let past failures or past successes or anything hinder me from reaching out for the crown of righteousness that lies before me. At the end of his life, he wrote to young Timothy, 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness given to me by the righteous judge and to all who love his appearing. There is a crown of righteousness laid up for all who look forward to the appearing of Jesus, to all who will live according to His truth, according to His will. So how can I focus on the future? Well, let me give you five suggestions. I can focus on the future by changing my mind to align my beliefs with those of God. The things I meditate on form who I am. And when I change my beliefs to be in accordance with the truth of God's Word, then I change. And I grow more like Jesus every day. So I must focus on being sure that my thinking and my choices and my decisions are according to this and not according to the world and not according to my desires, putting my desires ahead of God. But I change my mind to live to please God. If I'm going to move forward, I need to change my mind to align with God. I move forward by setting future-focused goals. You know, goals give us direction in life. And when I set goals of how I want to improve myself as a child of God, they help pull me in that direction. What spiritual goals will you make for the new year? To grow more like Jesus? To improve your prayer life? To spend more time in His Word? Learning of God's desire for me? What spiritual goals will I achieve? Will I read all the way through my Bible this year? Every year we do as a congregation, there's actually cards on the table to start this year. And we're only turning out 2 months at a time on the cards to make them bigger print so you can see. Because last year's was so small. So that will start this week. So be sure to pick up your daily Bible reading card before you leave. But what spiritual goals are you going to make? Are you going to strive to lead someone to Jesus this year? Are you going to strive to reach a brother or a sister who's away from God? Are you going to strive to reach your neighbor, your co-worker? And I'm being attacked from behind. Sorry. I was moving and it was pulling me back. Future-focused goals. I can move forward by regularly sending my thoughts on the upward call. when my focus is upon doing what God calls me to do, when my focus is upon pleasing Him and doing His will, that gives me the direction in which I need to go. That leads me the way God desires. Because I'm focusing upon the calling that He has in store for me, that He has designed for me. Will I answer that call? Will I focus on God and pull upward towards Him? Paul said, I press on towards the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus, of the upward calling in Christ Jesus. Can I press forward into that in the coming year? I can press forward in life by turning outward through service. You know, one of the best remedies for depression, for self-pity, for only focusing on ourselves, is to help others. To help others, put your mind on helping them. To help others, you're fulfilling a commandment of God. We're told in Matthew 25, in that third parable of that chapter, that we will be judged according to our benevolent actions, how we helped others. So I can focus on the future if I do the Father's will by reaching out to help those around me. I can move forward into the future if I will turn to outward service and by using my experiences to benefit others. You know, the things I experience are not just for me. Remember what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our afflictions, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. We can use our past that we have left behind and encourage people to do the same. You can tell them, you can witness to them how you have left all that behind you and you move forward in your life. You can do the same. When someone's struggling with their past, you can help comfort them in saying, that's the past. Leave the past in the past and turn and focus on the future. It'll change your whole outlook on life. Can I let go of the past and move forward and be the child God wants me to be, the life He has in store for me, the direction He has for me to go? To do that today, you might need to repent and make your life right with God. If you're a Christian, your life hasn't been focused on Him, you've got sin back in your life, you keep dwelling in the past. Do you need to come forward this morning and seek God's forgiveness? Or if you're not a Christian, are you ready to put Christ on by being fully immersed in water to have your sins washed away to arise and walk in newness of life? Do you need to be baptized into Christ Jesus our Lord? If you need to let go and move forward by coming to God today, we encourage you to respond in the front now as we stand and sing.